session, Stephen continues his talk about Habit 5 and the importance of first seeking understanding in any communication.
We're supposed to be a soundboard so they can hear themselves.
Sounding board to feeling more than content. So they can hear themselves. Reflect feeling, meaning. Because that's where motivation lies. That's why you listen with your eyes more than your ears. A little with your ears, but mostly with your eyes and your heart. Now, start doing it with this boy. Dad, I don't know. It's so hard to say. I mean, you're on the school board and everything.
I have a hard time expressing yourself.
Beautiful. See? You read my body language. See, I couldn't even look you in the eye. Express myself, especially to who?
Please.
Right. See? It's hard, because you're so big on school. Now, because you did that, the dynamic is you gave me air. Now I take off another layer of that onion. Yeah, Dad, I just feel that, gosh, the way I've been around home lately, acting all on my frustrations on everybody, oh, brother, gosh.
You will solve whatever's your problem.
Oh, I wish I could talk about what I want to talk about. See, you mean well.
Yeah.
You mean well. You're affirming me. But the greatest way to affirm me is to show you understand me. I can breathe a little more and I'll open up a little more, see? Oh, the way I've been acting out my frustrations on everybody. Oh, brother.
You feel bad about that.
Right. Okay. See, I'm disgusted with myself.
So you're looking more for the fact that you were shaking your head and had your head down more
right,
than
the right, that's why I say, you listen with your eyes. Okay. The eyes, the main instrument of hearing. Okay, now let's keep practicing. We'll go back to the role play. Yeah.
How do you read when you first started out as a student and you got the one word responses? Yes, no, soccer.
Okay, let me ask you, what was his behavior saying to you?
He didn't want to talk to me.
Right, reflect that. People are communicating all the time. Reflect what they're communicating. It's just that you don't want that communication. So you reject that and listen selectively to what you want, see? Reflect it, make a deposit. Make a deposit. I can sense you'd rather not talk now, son. Particularly to me, fine. Just make a deposit, show you understand, see? And make another deposit in another way. Apologize for last night's overreaction. Embarrass him in front of his friends. And make another deposit. Be faithful to a commitment you made to him regarding the car or something like this. Little by little, you'll get into the plus figures. Okay, let's go back to the role play.
We'll take this second level here.
Well, here's the thing, Dad, I mean, Timmy's not just my brother, he is my best friend. And the way I tease him up the wall every day, he ends up in tears. Oh, gosh.
He makes you feel uncomfortable when you do that to your brother.
Good. I might as well tell you what it is. Dad, Oh, it's so hard to say. You won't tell Mom, will you?
Is that your concern?
You're concerned about your mother finding out? That is beautiful, see? Most people, oh no, son, it's just between us. Or, well, it kind of depends, son. Or they try to teach you a lesson, you know, your mother and I share about everything. But he didn't. He didn't bite that baited hook. He said, you're concerned about your mother finding out. Well, I just don't know if she'd understand like you are. Dad, oh, I guess you can tell her. She'll find out anyway. What just happened? Right. You let the feeling live, it dies birthing. You deny the feeling life, it struggles for life. Remember the principle of air? Always show acceptance and understanding. Not agreement. Just understanding. Now, a lot of people who've been listened to so little will interpret understanding as agreement. So you have to be very explicit. And be very upfront about this technique. Tell them exactly what you're doing. I'm trying to see if I understand what you're saying, how you see it. I'm not even taking a position myself. I'm not agreeing, disagreeing. I really want to understand. See? Reaffirm your motive. Yeah, Dad, Oh, boy. You'll find out soon enough, I guess. I'm flunking. And I figure if I'm flunking, you know, why not quit? But then I don't want to quit. Never have I wanted to stay in school as much as I do now. Look, you know, I want to quit, but then I don't want to quit. I want to quit to save face. I mean, I'm flunking, but then I don't want to quit because I realize more than ever, Dad, my future lies in education. You try.
You're torn between staying in school, but I sense you realize that it's important for you to stay in.
Yeah. I mean, all of the classes, there's a heavy component of reading I'm flunking. Oh, boy, this is... I don't know. I might as well just tell you. I mean, I took this reading test, and they put me at the fourth grade level. Here I am in the so-called 11th grade. Okay, now get at the depth of my feeling, someone. Now look, I took this... Oh, humiliated, you know. Just absolutely devastated. Fourth grade. Here I am in the 11th grade, and... It really hurts. I mean, it's just total surprise to you, disappointment. Oh, I don't know, you see, that's it. That's it, and see, if I'm not gonna do good in school, I just have constant embarrassment, why not quit? You see what I mean? Now see what the problem is? You can't possibly prescribe before you've diagnosed. You see what I mean, Dad? What I understand you, son, saying is that you're really torn in the bottom of a dilemma and you don't know which way to turn. That, yeah, because every way I look, I mean, I want to quit, I don't want to quit. Each alternative is bad. Do you see anything else I could do, Dad? Now, where are we?
You asked him for advice.
Right. Whose autobiography does the kid want? He wants your autobiography.